You're checking into Sex Club, Matt Tales After Hours. I'm Matt, your host and the creator of Matt Tales, 40 Years of Gay Adventures, the autobiographical erotica podcast. In Sex Club, I'll talk to guests about gay sex through the last 5 decades, from cruising and phone lines to apps and cams. You'll hear tales from other guys and get to tell your own. Each episode will wrap with a live moment, because you should never leave Sex Club until you get what you want.
Fuck, I took that fucking dick.
Yeah. So my name that I'm going by is Rocco Giovanni. My mom had me go to Catholic school. Long enough for it to fuck me up, but not long enough for it to matter. But the first CD that I ever bought in 1992 was Madonna's Erotica and Prince's Symbol album, which I had no business listening to at 12 years old.
Yeah.
Either of those records, like the two most sexually charged genius artists of any modern generation, right? Like, I remember my mom watching shows like Donahue and Geraldo. They had strippers, male strippers. And I remember thinking as a child, like, ooh, I want to be that. And I like want that. I didn't know what want meant, but I never expressed it. Like, I never made it a thing that I was watching, or I can't, like, I would be reading a book on the couch, but I'd be looking over the book.
Mm-hmm.
While I would secretly like sneak a VHS tape in there to record it for later. I'm a professionally trained dancer. I had a career as a ballet dancer, actually, that ended when I damaged my knee in 1999. I was 19 for those who are keeping track, since I'm talking about shit from the 80s. And I happened to just be dancing out. There in Ohio, I don't know, everywhere in Ohio, you can get into certain bars and clubs if they allow it. If you're under the age of 21, you just end up getting those big old ugly X's on your hands and all of that. And I remember I went out to a bar in Akron called the Interbelt, and it's still there. And I was just out and I was dancing, because it was in my blood. And the music was great then. Christine W and Amber and a Thunderpuss remix of a Madonna song, and Hex Hector and all those, Deborah Cox. So it was just, you know, like I would hit the dance floor at 10:30 before anyone was there, and I couldn't drink, so I didn't move. Like, I was, that was my spot. And a drag queen saw me and asked me to backup dance for a pageant. And I didn't even know that this was a thing. And I was like, sure. I was performing. And then I was like, I want to be a stripper. And in Akron at the time, they didn't have like strippers. You just walked around the bar and kind of bopped. And you would crouch down and people would put money in your underwear. I got to work with like Nina West, who was on RuPaul's Drag Race, because I danced for Virginia West, and my best friend, Crystal something something, who's beyond amazing. But so I was still dancing. I just sometimes had more clothes on. I will say, as a side note, I'm thankful that my ballet career ended, because in the late 90s and early 2000s, as a male dancer, ballet, that you can't have any tattoos or anything. So not that your listeners can see it, but if they find me, like, they'll see I am like a fucking sideshow freak from 1930s Coney Island. Backup dancing, the drag queen is the one that's in front. They're the one that's getting tipped. I always got paid, unless it was for charity, like legitimate charity. And I knew that going in. So I never had a problem with the money. But then all of a sudden I was like, whoa. And it was very different. The economy was so different. I came in at the tail end of Clinton. There would be nights, even up until before I stopped, when I got in the last long-term relationship I was in marriage, there would be nights where I would leave a bar with $300 to $500, right? And in singles, right? Like single dollar bills, which was a bitch to count.
The whole idea of the pod is going to be just thoughts on sex, like thoughts on how like sex influenced us growing up, or how it like kept us from sex, or how it fucked up our sex life, or it you know, it defined us in some way, or all the shit that like two tablespoons of shit in your balls that you try to get out every day does to us. When it comes down to it, it's like we're so driven by that as kids, you know, and then we're so fucked up by culture. Our culture has been, it's just like causes such havoc with our identity, you know, and our sense of self. Our trauma timelines, right? It's like this happened and then it caused this later. And you're like, all right, I don't mind what it caused later. You know, it's like taking it back one trauma at a time. Chris comes into the door of my apartment, and he's tall, lean, and hot. He's been dancing and stripping on the bar of Splash for hours and wants to fuck. I ask if I can take his tank off and he lets me. And as soon as it's over his head, I lick all the way up his stomach and under his arm, then up to his lips, and we kiss. He takes my hand and we go into the bathroom, strip down, and get into the shower. He pisses over my stomach, my cock, and down my leg. And then we soap and rinse each other until he turns me against the wall, pushes himself up inside, and fucks me until he comes. We dry off, and he says he likes my Rolex, and I put it on him, and he goes to the sofa and leans back, looking into my eyes. Photograph me, he says, and I do, from every angle.
What I've come to realize is that when you're a go-go dancer at a bar, so I'm not talking about like at parties where there's a stage set up and there's a famous DJ, and but at a bar is you are a living decoration. Your job is to maintain a certain level of energy, a very high level of energy, a very exhausting level of energy. And not necessarily, it doesn't necessarily have to be, you're not gonna be sexual all the time, right? When a DJ plays a remix of a Celine Dion, or rather an Adele song, like the last thing you're gonna do is start gyrating and grabbing your junk. But you have to match that energy, elevate it, and be a decoration. Something to prompt these gentlemen, not only to, obviously to buy drinks and stay, you want them to stay, you have to realize that's a thing, but to, you know, look for who are they going to go home with, and it's your job to facilitate that. You're an agent of lust, which I thoroughly enjoy that, as that is one of the seven deadly sins. It's a cycle then, right? Like I'm trying to be sexually arousing, but I'm watching what's happening on the dance floor, which is all very, very innocent and pious. Everything that's going on the dance floor, you only can tell that it's pious because sometimes they're on their knees. And you hear, you know, if you can hear over the music, there's a lot of, oh God. That's kind of hot, you know?
Yeah.
It is hot. It's hot to watch other men make out. And I wouldn't say that I'm a voyeur. It's just, that's what's happening. So yeah. I'm not going to look away. As a dancer, I have to be a part of that. Like it's not, for me, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And you know, it's, I'm not just there and I'm not going to just sway back and forth. Like, I have to contribute to that, because that contributes to the success of the bar. And if the bar is successful, guess who gets to work? Me. The reaction is, the reaction from, say, the soccer moms from my day job at the gyms when I'm teaching is like, oh, I'd love to come see that. And then I'm like, I tell them what time everything kind of starts, and they're like, oh no. The reaction from like guys is exactly what you would expect at first. And then they talk to me, and then their whole idea changes. It was so different back when I started, because we all just had magazines. Right, we would take our fluffing material, and it was like an issue of fucking Torso or Freshman or Men or Honcho, but Blue Boy. I think I remember, like, there was this like quote unquote daddy guy who would always look at Blue Boy and Freshman. Shocking, I'm sure. Shocking to hear. But like now, obviously, we have smartphones, so everyone's got like their porn playing. But every now and again, you know, we all get a little too drunk and someone's face ends up in my butt. I don't know. You know, it happens. It's okay. I don't mind it. Or like, you know, someone's like, what does your Prince Albert taste like, Rocco? And I'm like, I don't know. Why don't you tell me? I swear that happened. That does happen. With that is like the cheesiest, you would think that's an old school porn thing, but it's not. Like, they're always like, well, what does it feel like? And I'm like, grab it. It's right there. Like, I'm standing here for a reason. Everything I've talked about, except for maybe my growing up, is about experience. It's my job, you know, my job is to create an experience. I have these experiences. I've had these experiences like good dance music and the dance music that we have now, which isn't bad, but it's not the same. And then like finding the bar that I dance at the most, which is AWOL here in Columbus, Ohio. It's the energy that's the easiest for me to match. It's what I'm attracted to. It's what I like to be around. And the DJs are fucking great because they play the music I remember, or like updated remixes of the music I remember. And, you know, newer stuff, and it's mixed well. And the experience of being backstage with the other guys and, you know, sometimes it's the other ladies. Sometimes we have a female dancer at some of the bars that I've worked at, and that's fucking rad. And in Columbus, is the scene is different. But we, you know, we have trans female and trans male dancers that are some of my best friends, and they're fucking amazing. And you have, again, it's the experience. You have these conversations, and then you see what they're doing that is different than what you're doing, and you adapt and create then who you are after having these experiences and interactions with these individuals. And it's a whole different world than it was when I started, to my betterment, but to the detriment of those who are young. They don't know what this is like. They don't know what it's like to walk into the bar your first time and not know who's there. Because now you can like get on Grindr while you're in the parking lot. And so, you know, wherever, you know, who's in the bar, except for me. I'm not on any dating apps. That's my stripper bag right there. I have a sleeveless hoodie and gym shorts. I do have black gym shorts and white gym shorts. I change it up depending on what I'm dancing to. Like if I'm dancing to the Jonas Brothers, which I love the Jonas Brothers, which is very strange if you look at me. And then I'll wear the white shorts. And then if I'm dancing to like, what am I dancing to? I have a show tomorrow. What am I dancing to? Desire by Meg Myers, this is a song I'm addicted to. But the song is so good, but it's really edgy. So I'll wear black shorts, right? Okay, great. I have a flannel cutoff situation, right? Like, wow. A lumberjack that I wear sometimes with just black jean shorts or these like really slutty denim jean shorts. They're like, there's a slit in them all the way up to the waistband.
Nice.
And then there's like various t-shirts. Because my philosophy is no one cares what I'm wearing. It's going to come off and it's going to land on the stage. So what matters is what's underneath. So there's a lot of underwear, a lot of thongs, some briefs. If I wear briefs usually and I don't go down to a thong or a jock, it's because there's like nobody in the bar. But I do enjoy layers as a stripper. So it's usually like the shirt, whatever's, I don't wear pants. I wear shorts because they go over my boots. Like, I'm not an idiot. I'm not going to struggle to take pants off, and I'm not going to have tearaways rip early in like 30 seconds into the song. That's fucking stupid. Be a professional. Know what the fuck you're doing. Boys, listen to me. Take my advice. And then, so the top, the shorts, usually then the briefs, and then either the thong or the jock strap, depending on what I think the song calls for. I still look at stripping as a dancer. So like I have to know the song and I'll listen to it over and over and over again. There are cock rings. So silicone cock rings are your best bet as a stripper and a dancer. And then I have the leather one that snaps. That's for go-go nights because it's a long time and you don't want one of those silicone cock rings on for a long time. If things aren't happening, baby oil. Yeah, that's in there. Hats. When I go dance, I wear a hat because it keeps the sweat from falling into my eyes. I made the mistake of not wearing a hat one night. And all my hats are, they're either are like reflective or neon. So black light hits it and all of a sudden it's like, oh, look, there's a dancing hat and thong and hot pink. So, yeah.
And that's what's in a stripper bag. Boys.
You're checking out of Sex Club, Matt Tales After Hours. Throw your towel into the basket and please come back for more hot guests and gay sex. Please leave a rating or review. Hit me up if you want to tell your story or submit your audio. Go to matttales.com and follow Matt Tales and Sex Club on Instagram or Facebook at Matt Tales Gay Adventures. You can always message the fuck out of me at matttalespod@gmail.com.
Hello, my name is Rocco Giovanni, and you can find me on Facebook under Rocco Giovanni, Instagram, The Rocco Giovanni. I'm on Twitter, but I don't remember what it is because I never use it, but you can find the link on my Instagram. You can find me at District West in Columbus, Ohio, AWOL and The Barracks in Columbus, Ohio, and Cavern Irish Pub in Columbus, Ohio, and South Bend Tavern at Columbus, Ohio, the most.
And perfect. That was great.
That grammar was terrible. I was trying to think. I got it. If I would have had them listed in my... like in front of me, it would have been different, but whatever.
You want to do it again? You can do it again.
No, I'm sure they'll know I'm drunk and high by now.